so far, we've had a very good campaign, essentially a very peaceful campaign, and we hope that Election Day, and particularly the results management phase, which will follow Election Day, and that will take a few days, will also remain peaceful. And we know that irrespective of who wins, we know that the winner will rule on behalf of all Tanzanian citizens. And we hope that those that lose understand that that was the will of the people and that we need to move on and continue to build a democratic society in Tanzania.
Has UN played any role in ensuring the polls are fair, free, and credible, for example?
Yes, our three-year program of assistance includes a number of very important activities that support the process of free, fair, and inclusive elections. We work very closely to build the capacity of the electoral management body in Dar for the mainland and in Zanzibar for the islands of Zanzibar and Pemba. We've also worked on policy development. We've assisted through UNDP, UNESCO, and UN Women, voter education using, for example, community radio so that people know what their rights and responsibilities are during Election Day. And there's also been very important work being carried out by UN Women to support women aspirants to office and women voters so that they're not deterred from either participating as candidates or going out to vote. And of course, we have supported some of the IT platforms that have been required, and there's been work with the police to ensure that they understand human rights principles when dealing with potential disturbances in the streets, and also with the judiciary in terms of addressing elections disputes that may be brought to the courts. Now, on top of the UN, of course, there's been even more support going directly by the international community to a number of NGOs, for example, that are dealing with voter education. We also know that several of them are bringing in observers. So there's been extensive support by the international community, including the UN, for the election.
Now, Mr. Alvaro, media reports claim that the opposition parties have written to the United Nations protesting against recent statement issued by President Kikwete that voters should not remain near the polling stations, though the law says that they can stay at least 200 meters away. Are you aware of this letter?
We are aware of the letter, but we have actually not seen a copy. The case is a very interesting one because as per the laws of the country, you're not allowed to be within 200 meters of the polling center and congregate there. Obviously, for people that live in houses in the neighborhood, that is not a problem. The case has been brought to the courts, and I understand that a decision will be issued imminently. But what is important to know is that the law of the country does specify that. And of course, as UN, we would respect the law of the country.
Now, what is your call to Tanzanians and all parties participating in these general elections?
Like so many Tanzanians and members of the international community, we are calling for peaceful elections. We would call on all political leaders, community leaders, to call on all of their followers to respect the law, to respect each other, to respect other voters, even if they are supporting other political parties, other political candidates, because Tanzania has an important tradition of democratic transition going back several precedents since multi-party democracy was reinstituted in the early 1990s. And we hope that while this election is highly contested, that everybody will respect the rights of voters to go and vote for the candidate that they choose, and then that we respect the results of the election.